Our scripture readings today, Proverbs 18:21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
And Lord, we do thank you for those who are listening by podcast, that you would bless them, keep them, God, anoint them to hear your word and let it be a blessing to them. We give you praise in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. I give honor to each one of you again today. So today, kind of going from last week with a little, still keeping somewhat of a 4th of July theme, but I want to talk about the power of words. So last night, did you all hear like those firecrackers that sound like a bomb was going off? The power that came with those, it felt like once I went to lay down and it shook my whole room. I was like, what kind of firecracker is that? The power that's in there. And that's what I want to talk about. The power of our words. Our words have power. Our words have power to lift someone up or to bring someone down. And as I was thinking about it, and the Lord just gave me this image of that firecracker. When you say a word, when you imagine it with the power of that firecracker that could shake a house, that could shake someone's, their being, the power you have in what you say to them. When you say something to them, is it a positive firecracker or is it a negative firecracker? It's that power that goes with it. I keep saying it like that because that's how I felt last night. It just kept coming. We were all kind of like, that is unnecessary. That's how we felt. Those are just really, that's just too much. That's too much, too much. But that's sometimes, that's how our words are. It's unnecessary sometimes to say mean things to people. We don't have to say, you know, we can be intentional on how we use our words towards people. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about today. Just touch on it for a little bit, but just want you to think about that. Even how, you know, what was funny was I just kept all morning, everyone in my house, my sister's here visiting. She's just having breakfast with her family this morning. But each one of them were saying an example. I'm like, well, that's what I'm talking about today at church. How the power of words can uplift you or it can bring you down. It can stop you from doing all that you can do, being all you can be because words stick in your head. I know I shared a story with you all probably when I first started here about when I was ordained. When I was ordained, everyone was giving me power. I was in my 20s, I think. I can't quite remember now. But yeah, I think I was in my late 20s. And so I was ordained. I was nervous, you know, and it's like, oh my, starting something new, going into a new challenge. And most everyone said, you're going to do great. God has called you. You're going to reach so many people. Your voice is going to be heard and people are going to hear you and you're going to make a difference, which was what I wanted to do. One person came up to me and said, I guess God can use that little voice of yours. Okay, which one do you think kind of stuck with me the most? You know, and so there's power in your words. There's so much power. I like to share that example. It took me a while to get over that, to be confident to know God called me. And yes, my voice is small, but thank you, David. He can turn up the mic. Amen. You can hear me, right? Because he can just turn it up. So it doesn't matter because God can use it. Amen. But I had to really fight through that. She had the power to say positive things, to uplift me and get me ready to go out and do the work of the Lord. But she chose to use a negative bomb, a negative firecracker that stuck with me for a while. I had to keep going, no, God called me. No, you know, and then it just hit me one day. Well, God, that's why they make microphones. Not everybody has a loud booming voice. My mom did, but I didn't. And, you know, but I had to come to grips with that. But the power that she had in saying those three little words, I guess God could use your voice, a little voice, that little voice you have. And of course, God can use all of us. Amen. If you think about it in the word, didn't he use a donkey's So surely, if he can use a donkey, he can use my little voice. Amen. So that's what I want to talk about today, that we are begin to be intentional with our words. Our words have power. We have the power to uplift. I believe Miss Linda posted that this morning. That's why I said I just kept getting examples. I looked up and I'm like, well, that's exactly what I'm saying today. We have the power to uplift others. And just with our words have power. And that's my first scripture today. Proverbs 18 and 21 is what it should say. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The power of life and death are in our tongue. They're in our tongue. That just means what you speak, you have the power to speak life. You know, I remember going through school and how much of a challenge it was at some points. And even when I was going through, when I was going through cancer, I had to get up every day and say, I shall live and not die. I will declare the works of the Lord. I had to keep speaking that. It was power. And now what am I doing? I'm here. I'm alive. Declaring the works of the Lord. I had to keep speaking that. Our tongue, our mouth has power. The words we say have power. And my mom was such a wonderful example of that. She would tell my uncle that he was really sick. And she would just every day, and she'd make him repeat it. You shall live and not die. You're going to declare the works of the Lord. And sure enough, he did do that. But it's that power that comes like a firecracker. We can choose to blow up the house with positive, or we can shake the house. I guess not blow up the house. My house is still standing, but it felt like it was going to blow up with some of those. But, you know, you can choose to do it with positive words, positive encouragement, or you can speak negative into someone's life. And you'd be amazed how long that stays with people. The story my other sister was sharing with me this morning was of a musician. And he said he was on a plane going to do a conference. So he was a musician, but he was going to speak at this conference. And he said another pastor got on the plane. And he said, hey, shook his hand and everything. And he said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to this conference. He said, oh, are you going to be singing? And the young man said, no, I'm going to be the teacher this time. And he said, I guess. I'm like, really? And that stuck with him. When he could have been like, well, you go and bless those young people. It was a youth conference he was going to. He could have, the power that he could have had. You go and bless those young people. You go and be, you know, be a light to them in darkness. But instead, he discouraged him, you know, from his own opinion. That was a negative firecracker, you know, a negative bomb towards him to rob him, you know. And so we have the power. And then we also have the power to receive it or not receive it, you know. But it's just hard. Words are so powerful that you can say, oh, I don't receive it. But in those times when you're not feeling confident, those words will come back to you. So why not just speak positive to people? Think about it. Be very intentional on what you say to people. Be very intentional on that. Thinking that, you know, what I'm saying could actually affect their lives. It could actually follow them and they keep playing it over in their head. So be intentional with the words that we use. Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Have you ever seen that? Had someone come at you and they come at you kind of angry, and if you reply with a kind word, things usually go a little smoother. But if you meet them with what they came with you, they don't usually go. If you meet them with anger, that the same anger that they gave you, it usually doesn't go well. Usually there's a big argument, or there's, you know, chaos ensues. So the word is just telling us to throw out kindness, graciousness, to be kind with our words, to think about it and not. And, you know, I know some people will say, if you say it to me, I'm saying it to you. Whatever you do to me, I'm doing to you, you know. But if we are intentional on what we say and not give place to that, not give place, even if they're coming at you so angry, a kind word, you know, if they're coming at you and they're so mad, and I've had that happen to me, and I'll say, are you okay? What's going on? Let's talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Well, let's think about this. Let's calm down. And sometimes it'll make them mad, but the more you are calm and you are giving them kind words, the less they can even be angry. You can't be angry with someone who's being kind to you. Then you just feel silly. Why are you yelling? And I'm not. You just feel silly. But the word is telling us to match that. That anger that comes at you with graciousness, with kindness. It's hard. So I'm not saying just go do it. It's easy. It's not. Sometimes you really do want to get back with them. Okay. You want to yell at me? I'm going to yell back at you. But we have to think about it intentionally, how we match words, how we use our words. They're so powerful. Words are so powerful that I bet right now I can tell you, think of something someone said to you and you've got a memory of something someone said to you that hurt your feelings, that discouraged you. I know you could. You probably have more than one thought of it because words are so powerful. So if we are intentional on using our words, it's just important in a world right now that it feels like there's so much chaos and it feels like there's a lot of hate. If we're intentional in being the one who imparts joy, who imparts uplifting, you're uplifting to people. You know, tell them what God said. God said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, you know, and if we think of it like that, we can share positive words to others. It's so important. It may not seem biblical, but truly that's what God is telling us. He's given us the power of life and death is in the words that we say to each other, but also to ourselves, how we speak to ourselves. Ephesians 4:29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And that just makes me think. First, I thought of Gideon. It's a story in the Bible. God is sending him out to go to war, and he's so nervous and so afraid to do it. And He puts God through these challenges. If it's really you, we've all done that. If it's really you telling me, let the ground be wet, and God does, and then one more time, if it's really you, let the ground be dry, and he God does each one. He's showing him. And then God could have said, you're too fearful. I can't work with you. You're too fearful. But instead, God told him, you are a mighty man of valor. He spoke positive to encourage him, to uplift him, to give him courage. I love to do that with young people, to tell them, go out and be great. Go out and do wonderful things. You are wonderful. You are great. And I love you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So there's nothing. God took his time to make you. So go out and do wonderful things to encourage them instead of saying, I see sometimes that, what they're doing right now doesn't. It's teenage stuff, or it's not what you would want them to do. But if we, instead of pointing that out and beating them over the head with it, if we can speak positive into their life, let them see, there you are, a child of God. He loves you. Speak that positive, that's power. You'll be amazed how much that sticks. They'll remember. Miss Verge said that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I can do this. I can make this. So we have the power to do that. Our words are so powerful to your own children, to kids in the community. The word said, it's saying, speak wholesome things, things that uplift, but not only to each other, to ourselves. I have a friend, and we were out one day. We went out to lunch we went out to see something. And while we were out, I just happened to notice. I hadn't always noticed it. I've been in her company many times. We're friends. And I hadn't noticed it. But this day, a few things kept happening. And she kept going, God, you're so stupid, to herself. And I said, no, my friend's not stupid. We're going to have to stop. We're going to have to stop this talk. You're not stupid. And I tried to uplift her and see, no, even when we think that of ourselves, we're defeating ourselves when you let that negative talk. We all have negative talk. Oh, you can't do it. Oh, you won't make it. But we have to be able to combat that with positive things ourselves. Just how we bless others, I have to tell myself, you're fearfully and wonderfully made by God. you can make this. You can do this. I have to give myself a self-talk every time I'm going to do something. I had to do a prayer on Friday at this event over on the Walk Bridge. And I had to convince myself, you got this. You can do it. Come on, get up, girl. Come on. We have to keep convincing ourselves, because that's the job of the enemy, to make you think you can't do it. He's steady giving you negative self-talk. So you have to speak the power of life and death. You have to speak life to yourself sometimes. Sometimes there's no one else to do it. But you have to get up, look in the mirror and say, girl, you looking good today. Girl, you got this. Whatever it is, you have to go do. Guy, boy, you got this. Whatever it is you have to do, you have to encourage yourself, because your words are so powerful. Don't let negative words about yourself, especially, don't let them take hold. Don't let it take hold. You are a man and a woman of God. That means we are greatly loved. We're His. We are His. And if He thought enough to create us, how dare we say negative things about something God created? You know, not about ourselves and not about other people. Don't get caught up in gossip, because sometimes you don't have to say it to them directly. But if you have a whole conversation going on about them, you're letting all of that negative out into the universe. So I just want you to be very intentional when you begin to say and speak about people, the power that is in our tongue, power. Like those firecrackers that were shaking the house. Our words have that kind of power. Power to uplift them and power to destroy them, or at least discourage them. So let's think about that. I think I have one scripture left that I want to leave you with today. Proverbs 16:24. And it says, gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Gracious words, kind words, a honeycomb. They're healing. Our words can actually heal. And that's kind of neat. I always think of my dad. Like I said, he didn't care what I was looking like. He would always say, you're so beautiful. Daughter, you're so beautiful. You know, when I'm going out to go do something, or even when I'm not going anywhere and I have not combed my hair today, or, you know, I'm still in my pajamas. You're such a beautiful girl. That's healing. You know, when you may be having a bad day, you say something kind. I try always to say something kind to people, because we just don't know what they're going through. But our words can be healing. It really can. They can feel like this is the end. But one kind word can be healing for them. We don't know what they're going through. We don't know what they're contemplating. But we have the power. We have to be intentional. But we have the power to speak life to people, you know, in the grocery store, you know, at the park, whatever you're doing in your world, you know, family members. It could be anything. But no, really give it a moment's thought before you speak and say something. Be intentional on how can I bless them, even with just words. How can I do that? How can I, you know, your dress is beautiful today. You just never know. You know, we don't know what people are going through unless they tell us. So why not do kindness first? Why not speak positivity into their lives? The power of life and death is in our tongues. We have the power to speak life to someone. I speak life to you. I speak encouragement to you. Go be great. I told this young lady that the other day. I was on the bridge and I was like, she's such a pretty young girl. And I know she's getting ready to go into high school. And I said, you know what? You go be great. And she just smiled like she wasn't expecting it. But that's why I felt, go be great. You know, instead of saying high school's going to be hard. No, you don't get into trouble. And, you know, just go be great. She's going to remember that. And so we have the power to do that to each other, to ourselves, to our family. So just think about that. That is my whole sermon today. But I just want you to think, be very intentional on how you use your words. You know, because we've seen some bad words being around, you know, and not just cuss words, but bad things saying, people saying bad things, you know, and encouraging bad things. But we have the power to speak positive into our communities, into our families, here in this church. You guys are really pretty good about it. But when you go out into the community, continue to do that, to share positive words. You know, you see someone in the store and you do like their dress. I love that dress. You never know. You just don't. I was sitting in the car putting lipstick on before I went in the store. A guy walked by and he goes, "You don't need it." I'm like, "Well, thank you." I felt better. I went on in the store. You know? But he didn't have to say that. He could have, you know, said nothing or said something negative. But truly, I mean, a positive word, it makes a difference. It's gracious. It's like honeycomb. It's like healing. And people need healing. We do. We're all hurting in some ways. And just if one kind word can change that, I mean, amazing. We have the power to do that. You don't have to spend any money. You know, you don't even have to spend a lot of time. You know, you're walking past them. Good morning. Literally, sometimes just saying, they may not have had anyone even speak to them that day. And your good morning makes the difference. It's healing. I'm done. I won't keep going. But I want you to think about that. Being intentional this summer with using your words, the power. Think about those firecrackers and how it can be a whatever that type one is that blows up, you know, that shakes the house. Your word can be that much positivity or it can be that much negativity. So just be intentional. Be intentional about how you use your words today. Amen. Amen. I am done with my sermon. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We do thank you. We thank you for your love for us, God. We thank you, God, that we do have that power. And I'm praying today, Lord, that you would touch each heart here, God. If they need to receive positive words, God, let someone speak into their life, into their hearts. If they need to give positive words, show them who they need to speak into, who they need to be a blessing to, with just saying hello, with just saying welcome, whatever it is, God, you know. And so we thank you. And I ask that you would touch each person here, person by person, face by face. Meet them today, God, at their very point of need. God, work out every situation that they are in need of, every prayer that they have before you. God, be their God today. And we thank you and we praise you. We give you all of the glory and honor because you're such a worthy and wonderful God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And Lord, we ask that you do again bless everyone on our prayer list, God. Each person, you know exactly what they need. We ask that you would meet them today at their very point of need. Let healing be their virtue. Lord, let deliverance be their virtue today. Whatever they need, meet them today at that need. And we thank you and we do pray again, God, just for the weather that's here, the heat, God, that you would keep us all safe from that and you'd keep us all hydrated and well as we're going through this time. And we just thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.